Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Here in the PNC studio at Halas Hall, I'm Larry Mayer, joined by Tom Thayer. And Tom, the Bears get a big win. Now they go to Indianapolis to face a Colts team coming back from London after playing a pretty poor game against the Jaguars. What are the Bears thinking going in there?
You know, they're thinking about going to Indianapolis with a lot of confidence because you have to make sure that you have carryover. What did you do on the field so well this past Sunday that you can improve upon it? And what are the subtle corrections that you have to make? So is the excitement of Jordan Howard and his contributions at running back, is it the continuous development of the offensive line? Is it Zach Miller being the reemergence of the tight end position? And then the multiple uses of a lot of weapons across the board at the wide receiver position. I think it's really exciting because when you go into that meeting room, everybody's involved.
The Jaguars were one of the lowest-ranked running games in the NFL. They went over to London, ran for over 130 yards, put up 30 points on the Colts' defense. So you know Indianapolis is going to be working on their run defense. But I'm sure you were also foaming at the mouth during the game on Sunday, watching the way the line was playing and also the way Jordan Howard was running. So do the Bears go into Indy just thinking we've got to stick with the run, establish the run, commit to the run?
Every game that you play at an NFL level, you got to know the importance of the run game first. Whether your last opponent gave up a lot of yards and they're going to emphasize that in all week in practice, I think that's the way you get your offense going. Look at some of the biggest pass plays that Brian Hoyer had. It's because of your first fake to Jordan Howard in the running game. Now your play action pass, your moving pocket is so much more effective that you do open up the opportunity for big plays. But to me, it's always going to start with the offensive line and the running back.
Let's flip it over to the other side of the ball. The Colts have Andrew Luck, obviously a quarterback. He's their best player, I think. The offensive line has struggled a little bit with the pass protection, but they really have also struggled with drop passes. They're not clicking on any cylinder, really, the Indianapolis Colts. What is the greatest challenge that the Bears have presented Sunday?
I think when you have T.Y. Hilton and Philip Dorsett, don't give up the big play. They both average over 20 yards per catch. So if you can get pressure to the quarterback so he doesn't have the opportunity to look at extended routes downfield by those two speedsters, I think you can put more pressure on the quarterback position. Keep away from the big play. Put a lot of pressure on the quarterback to succeed, and I think you're going to find an interesting route to success for the defense.
I want to ask you about confidence. It seems like the Bears didn't have a whole lot of it. Then they win a game against the Lions, perform well across the board, and then they start establishing confidence. How important is that moving forward to do that during the course of a season?
It's important because confidence is contagious. Because when you talk about, you have some veterans in that are their heavy duty contributors like Akeem Hicks and like Willie Young. But think of how that spills over to Jacoby Glenn, DeAndre Hall, Bryce Callahan, Adrian Amos. All those guys need to see confidence in the face of veterans, and that spills over to the young guys. And then the young guys, they're going to come in here and they're going to be a really enthusiastic group. So I think it makes the whole preparation for your next opponent a lot more fun.
Now comes my favorite part of our little show here, where I get Tom's take on something that happened against this week's opponent, the Indianapolis Colts, when Tom played. I remember the 85 Bears were completely destroying teams. You blew out the Cowboys, you blew out the Falcons, and then I remember playing the Colts late in the year, and it was a really close game and a really crappy weather day.
Right. I remember in the locker room before the game, the weather was so bad that Coach Ditka walked up to address the offensive line, and he said, look, you guys, I'm not going to throw the ball very much today, so we need to run the ball. And we went out there and we ran the ball the first 22 plays of the game. It's kind of nice to have a lot of the importance of the game or the factors if you're going to win or lose thrust upon your shoulders. And we took it seriously and we went out there and won the game by running the ball most of the time.
I was going to ask you as a follow-up, what does that feel like for an offensive lineman to be told, basically, we're relying on you?
You know, it's fun because I think when Dick comes up to you and looks you in the eyes before the start of the game and puts emphasis on the running game, you kind of know it going into the game, but you feel the importance even more when he says it to you right before kickoff.
Tom, great stuff as always. He's Thayer. I'm Mayer. Thanks for joining us at ChicagoBears.com.